Governor Cuomo, speaking to reporters in a conference call, says he and the other governors believe the federal tax changes largely eliminating the deductions, known as SALT, are unconstitutional.
There is a very strong argument that the bill is a fundamental violation of states' rights and repugnant to the very concept of federalism that formed this nation. There's a very strong argument that it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. Top 12 states that get hurt, coincidentally, all happen to be Democratic states.
The governors say they believe the law unfairly and perhaps deliberately punishes high-tax states, whose residents will have to pay more in total taxes if they are no longer allowed to fully deduct their state and local taxes from the federal tax forms. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the change will cost taxpayers in his state around $10 billion and harm the state's ability to pay for education and health care.
In so many ways, these changes discriminate against our states, against our economies, against the individual citizens who live within our states, and somebody has to stand up and say, not at this time, you can't do this. It is fundamentally unfair and illegal.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he expects a lawsuit could uncover emails and other documents. He says they could potentially prove President Trump and the Republican-led Congress deliberately acted against Democratic states where Trump lost in the 2016 election.
There was one Friday night, I think in November, where there were 500 pages of amendments to this tax bill, many of them handwritten, and I'm told, I don't know, in the handwriting of lobbyists.
Cuomo says he also believes the nation's largest blue states were also discriminated against on other issues, like health care funding.
Because this is an authoritarian president who controls both houses. They are highly partisan. The tax bill vote was purely partisan. You're seeing it now in the immigration debate. So I would not be surprised if there aren't other issues where the federal government is trying to trample states' rights and impose their political dogma on the states.
The governors say they're trying to get other states affected by the federal tax changes to join in the lawsuit. They expect to file it in a couple of weeks, likely in a federal district court located somewhere in the Northeast. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.